KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Austin Appleby threw for 222 yards and a couple of touchdowns, helping number 20 Florida end a two-game losing streak with a 30-3 win over number 21 Iowa in the Outback Bowl on Monday. Mark Thompson scored on an 85-yard pass play in the first half, and Appleby, a graduate transfer who spent the past four seasons at Purdue, tossed a six-yard TD pass to DeAndre Goolsby to break the game open late in the third quarter. Chauncey Gardner Jr. returned the first of his two fourth-quarter interceptions, 58 yards, for a 24-3 lead. Florida rebounded from lopsided losses to arch-rival Florida State and number one Alabama, scoring more points on Iowa than the Hawkeyes allowed to Michigan, Illinois, and Nebraska combined, while ending the regular season on a three-game winning streak. Iowa's C.J. Beathard led an early field goal drive and managed to get his team close to the end zone on two other occasions. Florida's defense stiffened both times, stopping the Hawkeyes on downs at the Gator 3-yard line in the second quarter and forcing them to settle for a 30-yard field goal try that sailed wide right midway through the third quarter. Appleby, who actually began his career at Purdue against Iowa, shrugged off throwing interceptions on Florida's first two drives of the day to finish 14 of 25 passing. Akram Wadley ran for 115 yards, giving Iowa a pair of 1,000-yard rushers in the same season for the first time ever. Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard's health was a key topic of discussion during the Hawkeyes' loss to Florida in the Outback Bowl Monday. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz said after the game that he talked to Beathard after he injured his hamstring in a first-quarter run that ended 1 yard from the end zone.
He's always going to say he's going to play. I mean, if he had a broken leg, that would be his answer. We've had a lot of tough guys come through the University of Iowa, play football, at least in my 27 years, and he's right up there at the top. I mean, they don't come any tougher. So that's our, you know, we have to look and see, you know, what it looks like. And if he's going to be at harm's way, then we're going to get him out of there, certainly. And the first and foremost, there's a medical decision to be made by the doctors and trainers. So it starts there. But if he could go, he was allowed to go, much like last year.
Beathard says he knew he was hurt, and he lobbied to stay in the game.
I told him I wanted to stay in there as much as possible. If I could do it, I was going to stay in.
He says he was only about 30% when it came to running, but says he didn't think he was in bad enough shape to take himself out of the game.
I wasn't going to do that, no, especially my last game. It may be a different game, possibly, but no, that's not who I am. If I could stay in and play the game, I was going to do that.
Beathard ended up with his worst game statistically as a starter, hitting just 7 of 23 passes for 55 yards and 3 interceptions. He did, however, finish his career as the quarterback with the best winning percentage, who started at least 20 games, going 20-7. While Beathard talked about not wanting to come out of his last game, defensive back Desmond King talked about his decision to return for his senior season after being a consensus All-American in his junior year.
I think the 4 years I've been here was fantastic. You know, there's nothing that I can take back from that. I'm 100% with the decision that I made to come back to University of Iowa to get my degree and to lead this team the right way. And I felt like I put that in effective, and it came out positive.
He says being a leader on this year's team was important.
I felt like, you know, it was a good thing that I came back.
King appeared in his 53rd game, making his 51st start, both of which are records. He made a circus-like interception in the game, which was the 14th of his career, and tied him with Damian Robinson for fourth all-time in Hawkeye history. Elsewhere in bowl action yesterday, 9th-ranked Southern California, number 5 Penn State, produced the highest scoring game in Rose Bowl history. The Trojans erased a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit before Matt Bomeister kicked a 46-yard field goal as time expired to give them a 52-49 triumph over the Nittany Lions. Bomeister missed earlier field goal tries before capping the comeback. Freshman Sam Darnold led USC to its 9th consecutive victory following a 1-3 start, throwing for 453 yards and 5 touchdowns. Darnold hit Deontay Burnett for a tying 27-yard TD with a minute 20 remaining before Leon McQuay III picked off Trace McSorley and returned it 32 yards to the Penn State 33 with 27 seconds left. McSorley passed for 254 yards and threw two of his four touchdown passes to Chris Godwin. Saquon Barkley rushed for 194 yards and a couple of touchdowns for the Nittany Lions, who ended a 9-game winning streak, ending up 12-2. Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Florida capped their college football seasons with victories yesterday. Joe Mixon rushed for 91 yards and 2 touchdowns as the 7th-ranked Sooners knocked off 17th-ranked Auburn 35-19 at the Sugar Bowl. 8th-ranked Wisconsin ruined Western Michigan's bid for a perfect season as tight end Roy Fumagalli made a leaping grab for an 8-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter to help the Badgers beat the 13th-ranked Broncos 24-16 in the Cotton Bowl. A University of Iowa benefactor has donated $5 million toward the renovation of Kinnick Stadium's north end. The university announced Sunday during Outback Bowl festivities in Tampa, Florida, that Ted and Deb Paca made a contribution to the $90 million project. In October, the Board of Regents approved the project plans, which include a second deck for seating, new restrooms, expanded concourses, and improved concessions. That project is expected to be finished before the 2019 season. Ted Paca said in a university news release that he and his wife have a great passion for the mission of Iowa athletics and are extremely proud to take a leadership role in the Kinnick Edge campaign. Alabama coach Nick Saban says Lane Kiffin will not serve as the team's offensive coordinator for the national championship game with Clemson. Saban says that Kiffin will leave to focus on his new job as Florida Atlantic's head coach, leaving the offense in the hands of incoming coordinator Steve Sarkisian for the January 9th game against Clemson in Tampa, Florida. Saban says he and Kiffin spoke following the semifinal game against Washington and determined that in the best interests of everybody concerned, it would be better if Kiffin moved on. Ohio State All-American safety Malik Hooker is entering the NFL draft after one sensational season as a starter with the Buckeyes. Hooker led the Buckeyes with 7 interceptions, including a school record 3 returned for touchdowns. He also made 74 tackles, third best on the team, and had 11 passes defended. Also in draft news, Washington wide receiver John Ross will reportedly forego his senior season to enter the draft after scoring 19 touchdowns and grabbing 81 passes for 1,150 yards this season. Virginia Tech quarterback Gerard Evans and receiver Isaiah Ford are giving up their final season of eligibility, and they'll enter the draft as well. Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak has officially stepped down because of health concerns, telling reporters the demands of the job are no longer a good fit for me. Kubiak held the Denver job for 2 seasons, went 24-11, including a win in last year's Super Bowl. A 9-7 finish this year kept the Broncos out of the playoffs. Kubiak missed a week of work in October after suffering a complex migraine, his second health scare in 3 years. Head coach Sean Payton is staying put, saying during a radio interview with the Saints' flagship station that he plans to be back with New Orleans next season and honor a contract that runs through 2020. Payton told the local radio host and former Saints quarterback Bobby Hebert that he has absolutely no interest in coaching elsewhere. He also refuted reports that he met with general manager Mickey Loomis after Sunday's season finale to discuss the coach's future with the club. The Saints just completed their third consecutive 7-9 season. Adrian Peterson declared himself fit to play several more seasons in the NFL, even if it's not with the Vikings. Peterson is uncertain to come back at age 31 with the team's other needs. He said he'd consider a reduced salary to return, which would probably be the only way for that to happen. The 31-year-old Peterson finished with only 72 yards on 37 rushes over 3 games. He suffered a torn meniscus in his right knee during week 2 of his 10th season with the Vikings. In basketball news, Jeff Capel is getting a chance to serve as acting coach of his alma mater. Capel will run the Duke Blue Devils while head coach Mike Krzyzewski recovers from Friday's scheduled back surgery. Krzyzewski is expected to need 4 weeks to recover from that procedure, which will remove a fragment of a herniated disc. He's tried several treatment options during the past month without success after undergoing 4 surgeries on his left knee, left ankle, and hernia over the summer. Capel will be at the helm beginning Wednesday against Boston College. Villanova is spending a 5th straight week atop the Associated Press men's top 25 basketball poll. The defending champs received 59 first-place votes after improving to 14-0 and running their winning streak to 20 games by beating Creighton on Saturday. Second-ranked Baylor claimed the remaining 6 first-place votes. Kansas, UCLA, and Gonzaga round out the top 5. Kentucky, West Virginia, Duke, Louisville, and Creighton the top 10. Villanova, Gonzaga, and Baylor are the only undefeated teams left in Division I. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.